The Ghana Water Company Limited has reassured the public that its water is safe for consumption. The chief manager in charge of water quality at GWCL, Jonas W., said the company employs modern technology and 9 different chemicals to treat its water. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus, which discussed the quality of drinking water available to the public in the wake of a recent CSIR report, Mr. Jablo said the researcher was being theoretical.
Our water is very safe because we meet the Ghana drinking water standards. In fact, the Ghana drinking water standards are more stringent than the WHO drinking water guidelines. Those are just guidelines, but we have the Ghana drinking water standards, which we meet. Even then, at our plants, when we treat water, we have also got water quality targets. And these targets are even more stringent than the Ghana drinking water standard. The idea is to be able to send water into the system which will meet the Ghana drinking water standard. So for that reason, we move our standards up higher in order, our targets up in order for us to meet the Ghana drinking water standard. So we are very safe. In fact, I've looked at some of the enumerated reservoirs here, and if you look at the trend, you see that from the raw water going to the final water, you see that the treatment system takes care of it. And finally, we have what we call the no observed adverse effect levels. Even US EPA, that one is 0.3. And here, all the values for the final water here is lower than 0.3. Very, very little. What they displayed in what I saw in the newspapers indicates that they have the very old notion of water treatment. Our plants have been upgraded along the line right from the beginning. We have expansions and upgrading of our plants, and these things always have been taken care of. But Dr. Amfofo will agree with me that algae in the tropics is something which is common. There is no surface water in the tropics where there are nutrients, N and P, and you don't have growth of what? Algae. Along the line, when we are abstracting water for treatment, we take care of all these things. There are screens and even mesh. You know, the screens are sometimes multiple in order to remove all these things. And finally, you may have the diatoms, the very small ones going into the aerator. But we have chemicals which handle, we have potassium permanganate, which is a very high oxidizing agent. Even the chlorine is able to handle it. And finally, we have activated carbon, which in case these algae die and release their toxins into water, it's a very strong absorbent. And we do buy, even last week, we procured more granulated activated carbon for this purpose.
Dr. Gloria Adu, who conducted the research, insisted that the quality of water available in the country is not improving, but rather deteriorating. She questioned the methodology used by the GWCL in the application of the activated carbons in its treatment process.
Our water resources are being polluted more than ever. Let me give you some statistics. When I did my research in 2005, the Pearl Reservoir in 2005, when I did my research, the nitrate concentration was 0.01. In 2013, we recorded a nitrate value of 0.08. It means the nitrate value has increased eightfold, and that is what causes the algae to grow. Phosphate increased from 2015 to 2013, threefold. So our water bodies are not becoming cleaner. They are rather becoming polluted. And I hear my director mention eutrophication. That is increasing nutrients in our water bodies. And that is what supports the proliferation and growth of cyanobacteria. How are they using it? When I went to Owabi in 2005, when I was collecting my sample, the attendant there was spreading powdered activated into the water. They just collect with their hands and spread it into the water. Yes, we found toxins in the Owabi Reservoir. What they are doing with the powdered activated carbon is that they are only taking care of taste and odor, which is also the compounds that produce taste and odor in water is also produced by cyanobacteria. If you want to get rid of cyanotoxins using activated carbon, what they need to do is to build an activated carbon filter.
The director of the Water Research Institute of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research observed that the study was not to cause fear and panic in the country. According to him, the study calls for a concerted effort to end pollution of water bodies.
one presentation came out that the concentration of algae now in the Weja reservoir has increased tremendously. The cells are more than 100,000 per mil. And then we realized that the quantity of the cells as at now is double that of what it was in 2009, when the level of the toxin was about 0.9. And the maximum limit is 1. So then we cautioned the society that if the level of algae has increased, then naturally the toxins which are produced by this same algae will also increase. And it's possible it has even doubled. But because our treatment plants were established with a focus, an aim in mind, they did not take into consideration the algae increase as such. And so we were cautioning society to desist from contaminating the water. If not, then the danger of drinking water which has the agar toxins will be there. We have some terms we say eutrophication. When we say a lake is eutrophicated, it means it has passed the level where you can use it for active life. There is threat to the life of the water. The fishes can die anytime. If you go into it, you will be itching. If you drink it, you can be sick because the agar toxins produce this. And that is why we are calling on society to desist from polluting the Weja water.
For her part, the Director of Environment and Sanitation at the Water Research Commission, Adwoa Pinsel, said it would be wrong to claim that every water from GWCL is unsafe for consumption. She also observed that the root cause of the problem has to do with waste disposal.
The water bodies in the country have various water quality, and at each treatment plant, they have different modes of treatment. So if we look at the whole country and want to classify that, say that the water in the whole country is bad, that is where we are wrong. If we are talking about one specific treatment plant, which is the Weja treatment plant, then we can talk. But as it is, the publication gave the impression that all water from Ghana Water Company was bad, and that is not so. They have groundwater sources in certain places. They also abstract from the Volta River basin, and the Volta River has the purest water in the country. What happens is that when we throw what we call baller, our baller gets into the water bodies, and the water bodies are dammed. Then if there is no flow of the water, then the baller we throw into the water becomes like fertilizer for this bacteria we are talking about. So the main issue that we have to look at is how to prevent the baller from getting into the river to fertilize the growth of this algae or this plant that we are talking about.